I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today's the final day for comment on the Trump administration proposal that would make it harder for immigrants to qualify for citizenship if they've used benefits like food stamps, public housing, or Medicaid. Immigrants who've received cash assistance or long-term medical care already have a strike against them applying for citizenship. Among the consequences of the shift, what it does to hospitals. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
The Department of Homeland Security says the more restrictive policy would save over $2 billion a year in public assistance. But Ben Summers, a health economist at Harvard, says those short-term savings are small compared to the long-term costs.
This could be really damaging for safety net hospitals, especially for those that have high numbers of immigrant patients or families of mixed immigration status in their areas.
And that's because
families may just decide that it's not worth the risk of using a federal public benefit.
That's Allison Orris, a healthcare policy lawyer in Washington. She says immigrants who fear being denied a path to citizenship may drop their health coverage, and that could cause hospitals to lose $17 billion a year in Medicaid and CHIP reimbursements. Catherine Baker, health economist at the University of Chicago, says people without coverage would still use hospitals, but
when you're uninsured, you're much more likely to have a bill sent to collection, and that means the hospital or the doctor is not getting paid for the services delivered.
And that could cause hospitals to close, especially in rural areas with fewer resources. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.